A Nobel Peace Prize-winning Boston doctor is renewing his anti-nuclear activism by reaching out to young people and other doctors. Brigham and Women's cardiologist Dr. Jim Muller co-founded the group International Physicians for the Prevention of Nuclear War. Here, in a 1982 conference in Russia, Muller issued a call for peace.
We must remember that human beings can not only destroy, but can live with kindness and love and friendship and peace. Let us together continue life on this small planet.
Dr. Muller says although the threat of a nuclear tragedy is even greater now than it was then, the issue is often overlooked. He says he's heartened that the Massachusetts Medical Society is considering an anti-nuclear resolution, but Dr. Muller is directly reaching out to youth, hoping to help inspire a movement like the one fighting climate change. This week, Dr. Muller had lunch with some students and seniors at the retirement community LaSalle Village. While he talked about things like growing up with classroom safety drills in case of a nuclear attack, 22-year-old LaSalle College student Rosa Del Carmen Gomez said she was not aware of the issue.
I can't remember a time where, throughout my education, that I was taught about any of these issues. I haven't gotten that opportunity until I came to this lunch. And it's a little sad.
Dr. Muller says that's why he'll continue to hold meetings like that one. And when we sat down with him, we started by asking why he thinks doctors should be involved.
Part of the nuclear problem is the word often comes up, unimaginable. And the doctor's contribution, one of them is to make the darn thing imaginable. You know, to talk about the burned children that will result from use of a nuclear weapon. To make the point that this could happen.
Do you feel that your activism in the 1980s was heard?
It was definitely heard. The number of nuclear weapons in 1985, the year we were given the Nobel Peace Prize, was about 60,000, 60. After 1985, they began to dismantle thousands of Russian and American nuclear weapons. We're down to 15,000 now from over 60.
You pulled back from activism for a while.
Yes.
Why get involved again now, then?
We've made progress in numbers, but there are now 9 nuclear weapon states. There were 6 at the time. The weapons have spread to North Korea and Pakistan and India. Secondly, terrorism has gone up, and the terrorists want to get these weapons. And thirdly, we're building new types of nuclear weapons so that we can win a nuclear war. President Trump or Kim Jong-un or any American president can, within 15 minutes, launch hundreds of nuclear weapons in something that could destroy civilization. So these are very, very dangerous concepts.
Why do we not see huge headlines about that?
It's a hidden threat. You know, the environmental threat is in our face. We see the fires, we see the floods. The nuclear one, it's like a hidden dragon. It rears its head periodically. Our generation lived through the Cuban Missile Crisis. We were within minutes of an all-out nuclear war with Russia. Then we had 1980 with the Cold War. Now we have Kim Jong-un and President Trump talking about fire and fury. It's going to be there forever. Each generation will have to solve it and contain it.
Is that why you're doing things like the lunch to explain to young people who don't remember the Cuban Missile Crisis, what happened and why you think that this is a continuing issue?
I think our generation, which built the nuclear weapons, has an obligation to pass on our knowledge. It's also something we're familiar with in cardiology, which is denial. You know, a stroke is a horrible thing, yet people smoke. Well, nuclear is quite a bit like that. You can live peacefully day to day with denial, but you can't take action to prevent the catastrophe unless it's recognized.
But the argument is deterrence, right?
The argument goes that deterrence has worked, that if we hadn't had nuclear weapons, we would have fought a conventional war with Russia. And you can go down that road. But the problem I have with deterrence with weapons on high alert is that it has to function perfectly forever, and I don't think it will. What I think we need is to ban the nuclear weapons the same way we banned chemical and biologic weapons, put them in the same category, and then the deterrence will be coming from a different source. It will come from international consensus against the weapons, and the knowledge that if some idiot built them somewhere, you could still build them and threaten that person.
The Mass Medical Society is taking this issue up. What do you think of that?
You know, there'll be arguments saying that this is not smallpox that you're dealing with. Why are doctors talking about national security policy? Of course, the counter argument that we make is that physicians have dedicated their lives to preservation of life and health of the people they serve. And the nuclear weapons are the greatest threat to life and health of civilization. You know, in the same way that physicians work to help the public understand the threat of measles, say, that's coming back again without vaccination, we have to make these hazards known. That's the argument. It was convincing in the 1980s, and I hope that they'll vote in favor of that.
Dr. Jim Muller is a cardiologist at Brigham and Women's Hospital. He co-founded the group International Physicians for the Prevention of Nuclear War.